Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. We have 24 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. And part of the reason why our ship schedule is so big is that half of those vessels are in the anchorage right around Astoria. So we have a lot of ships around the region. We have ships that will be moving around the region right in our area this morning. In our marine weather forecast, well, enjoy today's weather because I think it's going to go a little bit sideways as we head on into the rest of the week. We have a small craft advisory in effect from this evening through tomorrow morning. Gale warning in effect from tomorrow morning through Thursday evening, tomorrow evening. Today we have southwest winds 5 to 10 knots gusting to 15, becoming south 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 in the afternoon. So you can see things inching up a little bit in terms of intensity. Wind waves from the south 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart and northwest swells 8 feet at 12 seconds. However, if you look at the Thursday forecast by tomorrow, seas are predicted to reach 20 feet or higher. So that means when you reach that threshold of about 20-foot seas, you start seeing interruptions in ship traffic past that point and even sometimes before, depending on conditions. So we could see some ships waiting outside at the mouth of the river in the ocean to come in and other ships just held up at berths upriver until the weather clears out. And this is just the kind of thing that happens in the wintertime, but it is interesting to watch the ship traffic respond to the dangerous conditions that can happen at the mouth of the river, especially. I mean, it is just really, it can seem very normal in Astoria, just kind of a windy, maybe a little breezy day, and just be crazy dangerous at the mouth of the river. So I'll keep you posted on that tomorrow and Friday. And today we're going to talk a little bit about cruises. You know, it's coming around to cruise ship season and what is happening in the cruise ship industry. Turns out there is one cruise that is going to be taking to the sea in from Israel that is an all-vaccine cruise. You have to be vaccinated to be on board. That includes staff and guests. And that may be the future of cruises as we head on into the just sorting out how to negotiate the pandemic and So at any rate, there's a lot of things I can tell you about what might happen, and some things are just outright canceled for now. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got 3 inbounders, we've got 12 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Star Antares. She's a bulk carrier arriving from Sacramento, California, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage upriver. She's going to pick up wheat eventually. That's a very common cargo here, as you've probably heard me say before if you listen to the ship report very often. She will probably pass Astoria around 11:30 this morning and be in Vancouver's anchorage by about 5:30, so she'll spend the whole day on the river, essentially. The Le Mans Express is arriving from South Korea. She's a car carrier with brand new Hyundais on board, so a very high-sided, blocky-looking, kind of funny-looking vessel, if you pardon me for saying that. I love ships, but they look really different in that they have very high sides, and they look almost like a big floating barn, which is kind of what they are. They're a big floating parking garage with many decks inside with vehicles lashed down to them carefully so they don't move around in heavy seas, which we certainly are having out there in the ocean in various places along the Great Circle Route between Asia and here. So this one's full of Hyundais, probably pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. and arrive in Portland, at the Port of Portland, by about 7:30 this evening. The Aramis is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She is going to the Port of Portland eventually to pick up potash. She'll arrive in Astoria's anchorage around 2:30 p.m. And probably these ships that are coming into the river are glad to be getting in here because tomorrow they might have to wait out there in the river. Boy, and when they have to wait out in the ocean, it's because they are bouncing around out there in difficult conditions. They have to slow way down. The ships are rolling around and just not comfortable conditions for anybody on board. Although the sailors are generally used to it and are able to handle it, or they wouldn't be able to do that kind of work, but it just makes for weary people coming into our anchorages here. So I'm always happy to see the ships coming into the anchorage and hoping people get some sleep on board. Speaking of anchorages, here is who is in our Astoria anchorage. Four ships going upriver. The rest are all sticking around for a little bit. The Ingenious, that one with the terrible paint job that I've seen people are kind of complaining about on Facebook. Yeah, she does have a terrible paint job, a lot of rust. In fact, it's one of the reasons why you often see orange, red, that dull red colored paint on ships a lot on deck, is because it covers rust. And so a captain told me that one time that, yeah, we paint everything rust color anyway, and so it doesn't show so much. But it's steel and it rusts, and so that is a, You see that in some of the ships that are not quite as well maintained, how rusty they can be. She's heading up to Portland to pick up potash at the Port of Portland, probably left Astoria around 8 a.m. and will be in Portland by about 4 p.m. The YMK Quartet is the bulk carrier leaving the Astoria anchorage headed for Longview to pick up wheat, left about 8:30 or could be leaving about now, probably be up there in Longview about noon to pick up wheat. The G.H. Fortune, she's a name that you hear a lot on the ship schedule. She comes in often. She's leaving the Rice Island anchorage a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point on the north side of the channel, headed for Kalama, picking up corn, soy, or wheat there, or some combination thereof. Sometimes ships load, they've got separate, very separate cargo holds, and so you could load wheat in one and corn in one and soybeans in another, depending on where they're going and what they're delivering. She'll be leaving from the anchorage at about noon, heading upriver, getting there about 5 p.m. The Xin Yu is headed for Portland to pick up wheat, leaving around 1 p.m. She'll be there about 7 p.m. And our other ships are all awaiting orders. They are the Tezos, the Captain George, the Belle Moira, the African Hawk, the Catalina, the Captain D, the Pan Topaz, and the cruise ship Regatta is awaiting orders. That may mean that she's about to take a spin out in the ocean with a pilot on board. That cruise ship that is at the Port of Astoria periodically goes out into the ocean for little trips here and there. So let's talk a little bit about cruise ships. I was reading a couple stories about this, and the first one I noticed was that there was a cruise that was scheduled to be a vaccine-only cruise in Israel, and it's only apparently for Israeli citizens, but it's going to be departing this spring. But everybody on board has to prove they are vaccinated, and they haven't quite figured out what that means, like what sort of documentation you're going to have in order to maybe have a vaccination certificate of some kind. But that may be the future of cruises. Don't really know. But right now, the cruises that we tend to see here in the States are being very conservative. Royal Caribbean's newest ship, they're tentatively set to debut in May. That's the one that is happening in Israel. But the others, like I'll give you some Carnival Cruise Line, their Disney Cruise Line. They announced this week that they have canceled all sailings through May. And sailings on the Disney Magic have been canceled through August 10th due to the likelihood of international borders remaining closed. And so here's something that could very well affect our cruises here. We have Canada has banned cruises until February of 2022, and that cruise line is having a ripple effect through the rest of the cruise industry, especially here on the coast. So I don't know. I think our cruise ship here, the one we have in town, the Regatta, is here until the end of this month being stored here. We'll see whether she heads out and goes somewhere else. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.